Hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Comic Chronicle, and today we are going over another coverage episode on here today. And as always, I am your host, coming from you from Phoenix, Arizona, Society's mutant/metahuman, Dakota Morgan. Alrighty, guys, today we're going over the Big Red with Horns himself from Hell's Kitchen. We're going over Daredevil. Now, what might you ask? Like, what the hell can you go over with Daredevil? No pun intended on that one. Like, there's so much to do. You can get the character himself, villains, storylines, the Netflix TV show, which is amazing. Just want to put that out there. But today, guys, we are going over Daredevil Born Again storyline. One storyline which is amazing, dark, gritty, captivating, beautiful. Makes you shed tears in the end over a certain panel on there. I'll get to that panel later, guys. It'll make you shed tears, and you want a post of it in your room for motivation. You really would. Alright, but then also, you'll feel really bad for Matt Murdock at the end of the storyline. You will feel bad for the Daredevil himself and anyone associated with him. Now, guys, we're looking at a publication date of February. The storyline went for a little bit of a time, to say the least, throughout the year. We're looking through February through August of 1986. And, of course, you know, by Marvel Comics. And we're looking at issue numbers 227 through 233. Now, the writer is a god among men. He's up there with the greats on Mount Rushmore of comic industry, guys. As I butcher that as it is. All right, so we're looking at, there's the writer Frank Miller, and then the artist David Mazzucchelli. Hopefully I'm not butchering it, and if I didn't even get it pronounced right, I deeply apologize to the man himself and to you guys, as always. Now, synopsis here, guys. Whew, it's a rough one. To say the least here, it is fucking rough. To put it in the shortest term possible, because it is a little bit hefty of a book. It is a good read, though. So it's, you'll still read through it. You realize you read so much through it. But we're looking at Karen Page, former partner at Nelson and Murdock, and also Matt Murdock's old girlfriend. So, spoiler alert, if you've only seen a TV show and you're just listening to this because you heard Daredevil. Spoiler alert. Alright. So, she left to become a one-hit wonder actor, but then she went to Mexico after she failed, because she didn't go to be one-hit wonder, but she became one-hit wonder actress. And she became heavily addicted to heroin, and as a heavy heroin user. And she was reduced to filming porn in Mexico. Great life, you know? Great life. Yeah, it sounds utterly fantastic, and you'd want to shoot yourself in the head, but other than that. But in order to get more money for her next high off of heroin, she gave certain thugs that she knew would find the information very valuable and would give her money for it and also get more heroin itself. She told Matt Murdock's a secret identity. So, and as you can imagine, that's going to go around. And it took a little bit, but it went straight up to the man himself, probably the underworld ruler of the East Coast, and especially Hell's Kitchen, Kingpin, a.k.a. Wilson Fisk. And after it goes up to him, you really feel bad for Matt at that turning point, because he makes Matt's life an internal hell. Internal hell. Makes people leave him, makes his law firm disappear, and I don't want to spoil it anymore, but you really feel bad for him, and Matt has to adapt to this new life, and try to survive and whatnot, and pardon me if you just heard that, just try to survive and whatnot, and do so much, and this really makes sure he lives heavily, and he figures it out that someone knows a secret identity, he doesn't figure out who, but then obviously Kingpin, and Kingpin is a dick, to say the least. He is a dick. But in the end, I'm going to spoil one thing. One thing, because there's a panel in here that I want to talk about, guys. It is a panel of greatness. At the end, eventually he confronts Karen and she comes back to Hell's Kitchen in New York City. She gets attacked, Daredevil saves her, and she knows, obviously, and she breaks down. He holds her in his arms, and on the one panel, because she asked, on the panel right before the big panel, she asked for forgiveness. And as she's just crying and everything, she sits there. I'm going to tear up the saying. And she sits there in his arms, tears down her eyes. He holds her close to him as a lover. And he only says, I forgive you. Beautiful. And then that story ends. There's so much more to that story. Villains included, Avengers showing up. But it is that panel in the end will leave you just like, especially throughout the entire story, because you did not expect him to forgive her at all. You expected him to be like, fuck you, bitch, and so you not want to do anything with her at all, to say the least here, after so much just hell. Hell is an understatement for what they go through in this. Just an understatement. But out of this rating, it's 4 out of 5. But it was a tough one to do. The only reason I say it is because there is one too many issues for the storyline. As good as it was, it probably could have been condensed and some stuff thrown out. But the stuff that, I mean, you don't want it thrown out because it's really good, but it's kind of like, yeah, this is a long storyline and whatnot. It's a hefty read, but it's an amazing dark story, and it's a must read for any Daredevil fan. Must read. I'll give you guys a little bit of back more knowledge on this story, to say the least. Key players you're looking at: Daredevil, aka Matt Murdock, as you know, Karen Page, Foggy Nelson, Ben Urich from the in this one, guys, in the books. Quick side note: he works on the Daily Bugle. He works under J. Jonah Jameson, like Daily Bugle, like Spider-Man Daily Bugle, and he works there. And it's also Kingpin, aka Wilson Fisk, is in there. And I know, and Kingpin, aka Wilson Fisk, is in there. Sorry about that, guys. And also the villainous Nuke. So those are the key players that we're looking at in here. And like I said, Ben Urich works at the Daily Bugle. He's a reporter for them. Daredevil's friend. And he tries to figure out what's going on and whatnot. He's a big player in this one. I didn't say too much about him. I didn't want to spoil it. But yeah, that's to say, it's good to see Ben back. It's good to see Ben back, because if you see the TV show, then you're like, oh my god. But I'm not going to go into that. The TV show is a different issue altogether, guys, for coverage and whatnot. So hopefully you guys like this little tidbit of giving you guys more knowledge on all your themes, comics, and whatnot. If you guys want to give me anything more to cover, go ahead and send recommendations or reviews and whatnot to @DakotaMorgan3 on Twitter if you don't have it, or review on iTunes if you listen to us on iTunes and whatnot, or whichever you're listening to me on. Thank you guys for tuning in. There'll be always coverage episodes like this. Want to give you guys, and if you want to know what the purpose of this is, I want to give you guys the news, plus new books and whatnot, but then also, like, give you all, as the listener, something new to listen to, something that you could be like, I never heard of this, or it's like, oh my god, that's cool, it's like, you never knew about it, so it's new to you. It may be something like 40 years old, 20 years old, hell, even probably a year old, but you know, give more information to you. Reporting about comics from a fan to you, another fan, from fans for fans. Alrighty, guys, put that one on a t-shirt and patent it. Shit. So thank you guys for tuning in, like I said. And anything, put it into @DakotaMorgan3 and whatnot. I'll respond to you guys as always. Subscribe, though, ladies and gents. Subscribe, or in-betweeners, to subscribe to us on iTunes and whatnot. It is a big help as well when you do that. And as always, guys, stay classy, Xavier's Mansion.